council items here to deal with.
Your microphone's off. Carla, there we go. So we have some pre-council items to deal with first. So welcome to the July 17th meeting of the Portland City Council. We have a couple of fun and non-ordinance items to take up first before we get to the regular council calendar. First is a recognition of our city fleet program, and we have, I think, a lot of the team that represent comprise our city fleet operation here this morning. This is really an impressive set of accomplishments, and it's been recognized nationally. In fact, we have an award here that we're here to talk about and to formally receive as the 2013 Elite Fleet Award, a national recognition for what our fleet management and workers do. And what they do really matters. You know, sometimes I try to describe what city government does to people in a summary term, and I say we're just a big blue-collar services organization with a few administrators and decision-makers, layered onto the top of the cake. But what we do mostly is physical work. We patrol the streets in police cars. We fight fires and deal with medical emergencies with our medical personnel in the fire bureau. We maintain streets. We lay pipe. We have a huge blue-collar construction workforce that has to get out there every day. And then we have building inspectors and other folks that have to get around town. And all of that depends on our fleet operation. And we have to have mobility for our workforce in order for them to do their job. And you can do that in a way that isn't efficient, and you can do that in a way that is. And this recognition says not only are we efficient, not only are we innovative, but we're one of the best in the country. Some of those accomplishments. This fleet program has reduced overtime costs by 89%. Let me say that again. Reduced overtime costs by 89% by streamlining workflow and using the right shop tools. We've reduced commercial repairs outside of our own repair capabilities by $1 million over 2 years through reorganizing our own shop operations. We've increased revenue from outside agencies by, get this, 376% over the last fiscal year. Other public agencies paying our fleet operation to take care of their vehicles because we're so good at what we do. And we've increased the number of automotive service excellence masters to a total of 62 of our technicians. So again, we're the best in the business. The people have gotten the certification to do the work in the best possible way. We've made investments in equipment and systems and ways of doing business that have made us a star in this very important public service. So this is a great way to start our deliberations today. John Hunt is here on behalf of the fleet program, and Bryant Inge is here as well. So, John, come forward, please, and accept this national recognition as the 2013 Elite Fleet. Take a couple minutes and talk about this, if you'd like, John.
Well, I sure would. A little bit of background about the program. Government Fleet Magazine, in conjunction with the 100 best fleets in all of North America, I might add, they have a pretty tough competition every year. In 2011, we were named number one in the entire, all of North America. And then from that point, they have what they call an elite fleet status. And to maintain the elite fleet status, you have to uphold certain levels of professionalism and standards of conduct. And you have to meet certain, not only benchmarks, but also report on a lot of the great things that we were able to accomplish this last fiscal year. So it doesn't come easily to be in this at this level with what we do. And I really see our folks, I think the mayor said it quite well, that we actually are the pit crew. If you think about a race where they're driving the vehicle hard and just trying to get the most out of that police car or fire truck or whatever, we are the folks that keep things running. Whether we're paving the road or whatever, this is the group right here that if it's snowing, they're getting the stuff ready. If it's hot, they're still out there working to get these equipment repaired. And so we just really wanted to just say thank you to all of our staff today. Love to get a picture with them up here with all of you and shake their hands and just tell them how much you really appreciate all their hard work on a day-to-day basis.
Well, let's hear it for the fleet crew. Come on up.
Thank you. John.